Let's prove how easy and dramatic astronomy can be. All you need is a mostly clear sky tonight, or even tomorrow night. It doesn't even matter what time you go out. Either evening, start with a gibbous moon. This is the time of month when the lunar surface displays optimum lighting and shadowing. Tonight, that very bright star above the moon is Jupiter. That's all you need to know, the moon and Jupiter, both together and brilliant, and tomorrow night too. By the way, that planet's pronunciation is a bit odd. In the New York City area, everyone says it with the letter D, Jupiter. In England, they say Jupiter. But in America, saying Jupiter sounds a bit artificial. So let's just bury the T a bit and say Jupiter. Typical lunar craters are 60 miles wide, like the distance from Albany to Lake George. But human 20/20 vision would only be able to discern something 200 miles across on the moon's surface. Thus, not a single crater could be glimpsed until that fateful January night in 1610, when the first telescope looked at the moon. So dig out your binoculars, or the small telescope you haven't used since forever. Unless you have stabilized binoculars, image stabilized, brace your elbows on a windowsill so your hands don't shake. The binoculars' mere 7 magnification gives you a better experience than Galileo had. On Jupiter, all 4 of its huge satellites stand in a straight line tonight. One moon, Europa, floats to the right of Jupiter. The other 3 are on the left. Europa, on the right, with its warm, salty oceans, is the likeliest place for life beyond Earth. If you have a small telescope, now all those moons are super easy, and Jupiter itself shows features, and our own moon explodes with detail. At the center right is the lunar Apennine mountain range. It curves leftward to end at the moon's finest crater, Copernicus, with dramatic terraces that step down to its flat bottom, and a double mountain at the crater floor. This is wonderful, easy astronomy. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.